Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹晚安。
Time passes very quickly.
时间过得很快。
I had no idea what day of the week it was.
想不到今天是一周的哪一天。
But it's already the last day of the conference.
已经来到我们的退休会的最后一天。
And I have very much enjoyed being here.
我在这里很享受。
And I have learned a lot as well.
而且学习很多。
Before we begin, why don't we start with another word of prayer?
我们开始以前还是再有点祷告。
Lord Jesus, we prostrate ourselves before you tonight.
主耶稣，我们晚上匍匐在你的面前。
Lord, we ask that your work would be done in us.
我们的求让你的工作成就在我们身上。
Lord, we confess there is nothing that we can do on our own.
我们承认靠我们自己，我们不能做什么。
So unless you work, Lord, we cannot do anything.
除非你工作，我们不能做什么。
Lord Jesus, tonight we come to you only through the blood that you have shed on for us on the cross.
主，我们今天晚上只有靠着你在十字架上所流的宝血能够来到你面前。
And because of the work that you have accomplished and the salvation you have given us.
因为你的所成就的工作你的是给我们的救恩。
We boldly come into your presence.
我们能够坦然地来到你的脚前。
And so say that, Lord, you are our God.
我们要说主你是神。
We are your children.
我们是你的子民。
Please speak to us.
求你向我们说话。
Give us a heart to hear your voice.
给我们一颗心是听你话的。
And give us a willingness to respond.
让我们赐给我们一个愿意的心来回应你。
Lord Jesus, we want to give ourselves to you once again.
主，我们再一次把我们自己交在恩主手中。
We offer ourselves as a living sacrifice for you.
我们把自己当作活祭献给你。
Lord Jesus, we ask that you would take this time tonight and use it according to your will.
主，照着你的旨意，求你使用今天晚上这段时间。
We give you all the glory and praise because you are a faithful God.
我们把一切荣耀赞美都归给你，因为你是信实的神。
In your precious name we pray.
靠着你宝贵的名祷告， Amen.
Amen. Last night we continued to share on the prophet Daniel.
昨天晚上我们继续分享关于先知但以理。
And as you know, my subject over the past several evenings have been the person of Daniel.
我过去两个晚上的主题就是关于但以理这个人。
And not so much his prophecies.
不是关于他所预言的东西。
But how the Lord worked in his life.
乃是主怎么在他的生命里面所做的工作。
And how the Lord used him.
主怎么样来使用他。
And how the Lord prepared him to be a vessel that can receive these great revelations.
主怎么样把这个预备这个器皿能够接受这些预言。
And so last night we shared on how the Lord brought Daniel to a crisis moment.
我们昨天晚上分享到主怎么样把但以理带到一个危机的里面。
In Daniel chapter 2, how unless he was able to tell King Nebuchadnezzar what his dream was and its interpretation, he was going to be killed.
好像在第二章里面说到，如果他不能够向尼布加尼撒王说出他的梦是什么，而且他的解梦，他就有生命的危险。
So we know that God was the one who gave King Nebuchadnezzar this dream.
我们知道是神把这个梦给尼布加尼撒王。
And Nebuchadnezzar could not remember this dream.
但他尼布加尼撒不能把这个梦记起来。
But even if he was able to remember the dream,
就算他能够记自己的那个梦，
he could not understand it，
他不会明白这个梦。
Because we know Nebuchadnezzar did not believe in God.
我们知道尼布加尼撒是不相信神的。
And this dream was something spiritual that God revealed to Nebuchadnezzar.
但是这个像尼布加尼撒所启示这个梦是一个属灵的梦。
And Nebuchadnezzar's spirit was not awakened.
但是尼布加尼撒的灵还没有苏醒。
It had no function.
它没有功用。
And so from this, we can see that God's work, or the origin of God's work, is spiritual.
我们看见神工作的源头是属灵的。
In this dream, God revealed what he was going to do with human history.
在这个梦里面神启示他要在人的历史里面要做什么。
And all of his work in its origin and its nature is a spiritual work.
这些工作这个源头完全是属灵的。
And in order for man to see God's work,
如果要人能够看见神的工作，
it is related to the quality of our spirit.
就是要看我们的灵里面的情形。
So when we receive the Lord Jesus as our Savior,
因为我们接受我们的主为我们的救主，
He places His own life in us.
他把他的生命放在我们里面，
So we can apprehend the spiritual.
所以我们能够理解属灵的事。
We've been sharing over the last several days,
我们过去两天已经分享了，
about the building up of the family of God.
关于神家的建立，
and this family atmosphere.
是在一个什么是家风。
And this is a spiritual work.
这个是属灵的工作。
And we thank the Lord that Daniel,
我们感谢为着但以理感谢主。
And the Bible records that he possessed an extraordinary spirit.
圣经记载他有不一样的灵。
That even the queen of Belshazzar recognized that the spirit of the living God was in Daniel.
那个王后也看见看见在但以理里面有一个非凡的灵。
And we have this same extraordinary spirit in us as believers of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是信主耶稣的，我们也是有这个非凡的不寻常的灵在我们里面。
But we also see how the Lord brought Daniel through many experiences.
我们也看见主怎么样把但以理带进不同的经历的里面。
That refined this spirit.
把他的灵来炼净。
And that through these crises,
这些危机，
Daniel learned more and more of the Lord.
但以理越来越认识主。
So we talked about yesterday,
我们昨天谈到，
how God brought Daniel in this situation to a point where he had nothing to rely on other than the Lord.
主把但以理带到一个地步，他没有可靠的，除非是来倚靠主自己。
Because no human wisdom is able to answer King Nebuchadnezzar's question.
因为没有从人来的智慧可以回答尼布加尼撒的这个梦的问题。
Because its origin was spiritual.
因为这个来源是属灵的。
But notwithstanding this,
但是这个虽然这个。
It is important to note that Daniel was able to turn to the Lord in prayer that night with his friends.
很重要的就是但以理能够转向神跟他的同伴他的朋友一起去求告神。
As a result of having a daily practice of seeking the Lord in prayer.
因为他已经有这个习惯，一个锻炼，是每天来寻求主，求告主。
We know Daniel had already purposed in his heart not to defile himself with the king's table.
因为但以理已经立定心志，不让王膳来玷污自己。
that unless Daniel had a living, walking relationship with the Lord,
除非丹尼里已经有一个活的关系,
that unless he was able to recognize the voice of God,
除非他能够认得从神来的声音,
he would not be able to have received this revelation.
他的不可能会得到这样的启示。
Put it another way.
另外一个方面看,
because Daniel had this daily life of coming to the Lord in prayer,
因着丹尼里有这样每天的来到主面前的祷告的生活,
he could sense in his spirit that this answer was from God's spirit.
他可以意识到这个灵是从神来的灵。
If a person does not have a daily living communication with God,
如果一个人没有一个天天有一个活的跟神的关系,
it would be sometimes difficult for that person to tell if God is actually the one who is speaking to you.
这个人就很难知道到底是不是神向他说话。
So it is this example that we saw last night shows us that Daniel had a beautiful prayer life.
我们昨天所看到这个例子就是看到丹以里有一个很美丽的与主祷告的关系,
which is leading us to our topic of fellowship for tonight.
就是把我们带到今天晚上这个题目上面。
So if you could turn with me to the book of Daniel once again.
我们再来一起翻到丹以里书。
And we're going to turn to Daniel chapter 9.
我们来看丹以理书的第九章。
We'll turn to Daniel chapter 9, and we're going to read from verse 1.
我们从第一节开始念。
And then we will read all the way through verse 19.
我们读到19节。
What I will do is I will read these verses in English first, and then my brother will read it in Chinese.
先念英文，然后念中文。
Daniel chapter 9, verse 1.
丹以理书九章从第一节开始。
In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of Median descent, who was made king over the kingdom of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, observed in the books the number of the years which was revealed as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet for the completion of the desolations of Jerusalem, namely 70 years. So I gave my attention to the Lord God, to seek him by prayer and supplications, with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God, and confessed and said, Alas, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned, committed iniquity, acted wickedly, and rebelled, even turning aside from your commandments and ordinances. Moreover, we have not listened to your servants, the prophets who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and all the people of the land. Righteousness belongs to you, O Lord, but to us open shame, as it is this day, to the men of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and all Israel, those who are nearby and those who are far away, in all the countries to which you have driven them, because of their unfaithful deeds which they have committed against you. Open shame belongs to us, O Lord, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belongs compassion and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him. Nor have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his teachings, which he set before us through his servants the prophets. Indeed, all Israel has transgressed your law and turned aside, not obeying your voice. So the curse has been poured out on us, along with the oath which is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, for which for we have sinned against him. Verse 12, thus he has confirmed his words which he has spoken against us and against our rulers who ruled us, to bring on us great calamity. For under the whole heaven there has not been done anything like what was done to Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this calamity has come on us, yet we have not sought the favor of the Lord our God by turning from our iniquity and giving attention to your truth. Therefore, the Lord has kept the calamity in store and brought it on us, for the Lord our God is righteous with respect to all his deeds which he has done, but we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who have brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and have made a name for yourself, as it is this day, we have sinned, we have been wicked. O Lord, in accordance with all your righteous acts, let now your anger and your wrath turn away from your city Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because of our sins and the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people have become a reproach to all those around us. So now, our God, listen to the prayer of your servant and to his supplications, and for your sake, O Lord, let your face shine on your desolate sanctuary. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city which is called by your name. For we are not presenting our supplications before you on account of any merit of our own, but on account of your great compassion. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and take action. For your own sake, O my God, do not delay, because your city and your people are called by your name.
九章一节，马代族亚哈水鲁的儿子大利乎立为加勒底国的王元年，就是他在位第一年，我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话，临到先知耶利米，任耶路撒冷荒凉的年数70年为满，我便进食，披麻蒙灰，定意向主神祈祷恳求。我向耶和华我的神祈祷，认罪说：主啊，大而可畏的神，像爱主守主诫命的人守约施慈爱，我们犯罪作孽，行恶叛逆，偏离你的诫命典章，没有听从你仆人众先知奉你名向我们君王首领列祖和国中的一切百姓所说的话。主啊，你是公义的，我们是脸上蒙羞的，因我们犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民并以色列众人活在近处活在远处，被你赶到各国的人都得罪了你，正如今日一样。主啊，我们和我们的君王首领列祖因得罪了你，就都面上蒙羞。主我们的神是怜悯饶恕人的，我们却回背了他，也没有听从耶和华我们神的话，没有遵行他借仆人众先知向我们所陈明的律法。以色列众人都犯了你的律法，偏行不听你从你的话，因此在你仆人摩西律法上所写的咒诅和誓言都倾在我们身上，因我们得罪了神，他使大灾祸临到我们，成就了警戒我们和审判我们的官长的话。原来在普天之下未曾行过像在耶路撒冷所行的，这一切灾祸临到我们身上是叫摩西律法上所写的，我们却没有求耶和华我们的神的恩典，使我们回头离开罪孽，明白你的真理。所以耶和华留意时节灾祸临到我们身上，因为耶和华我们的神在他所行的事上都是公义， 我们并没有听从他的话。主我们的神啊，你曾用大能的手领你的子民出埃及地，使自己得了名，正如今日一样，我们犯了罪，做了恶。主啊，求你按你的大仁大义，使你的怒气和愤怒转离你的城耶路撒冷，就是你的圣山耶路撒冷和你的子民，因我们的罪恶和我们的列祖的罪孽，被视为的人收入。我们的神啊，现在求你垂听仆人的祈祷恳求，为自己使怜光叫我叫你荒凉的圣所。我们的神啊，求你侧耳而听，近眼而看，看顾我们荒凉之地和称为你名下的城。我们在你面前恳求，原不是因自己的义，乃因你的大怜悯。求主垂听，求主赦免，求主应允而行，为你自己不要前迟疑言。我的神啊，因这城和这民都是称为你名下的。
Next, let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
我们再翻到耶利米书。
Jeremiah chapter 29.
耶利米书二十八章。
And we'll just read 10 verses, or we'll just read 4 verses, 5 verses.
念五节。
Jeremiah chapter 29, starting from verse 10 through 14.
从第十节开始，念到十四节。
And again, I'll read first in English, and then my brother will read in Chinese.
先英文后中文。
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10. For thus says the Lord, when 70 years has been completed for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you, to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from where I sent you into exile.
耶和华如此说，为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们仍回此地。耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后的指望。你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。耶和华说，我必被你们寻见，我也必使你们被掳的人归回，将你们从各国中和所赶你们到各处招聚了来，又将你们带回我使你们被掳掠离开的地方，这是耶和华说的。
We find Daniel in chapter 9 of the book of Daniel is reading the book of Jeremiah.
我们看见在但以理书里面第九章，但以理读到耶利米先知的书。
And in Daniel chapter 9, it tells us that this is the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus.
我们看见是那个连是亚沙徐鲁王的大利乌的元年。
And so we know this takes place when Daniel is rather advanced in age.
我们看见这个发生在但以理的年纪不小的时候。
He is maybe in his 80s.
他可能是在他的八十岁的年纪。
By this time, Jerusalem has been completely destroyed.
那时候耶路撒冷已经是完全被毁。
The rest of Judah had already been sent into exile.
其他所有犹大的都被掳。
And we see Daniel here is reading the prophecies of Jeremiah about the 70 years that the Lord has apportioned for the exile.
我们看见当以理在这里读到耶利米先知的话，说到耶和华所定给以色列人的70年的年限。
And tonight I want to fellowship on Daniel's heart in his prayer.
我们今天来看丹以理的心和他的祈祷。
And we see in verse 3 of chapter 9.
我们看见在 第九章的第三节,
it says, I gave my attention to the Lord God to seek him by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes.
他说我便禁食披麻蒙灰定义向主神祈祷恳求。
And we know Jeremiah wrote a letter to the exiles in chapter 29 of the book of Jeremiah.
在耶利米书29章，耶利米先知写信给以色列民。
And he says to the exiles, You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
他说，如果你寻求寻找我的话，你全心寻找我的话，你必寻见。
I believe this is what Daniel was doing. And we know that this is the prayer that Daniel was continually praying before the Lord. And so I want to look at some of the things that he mentions in his prayer.
我们来看一下丹以理在他的祈祷里面所提到的事情。
Before we do that, we know that God had spoken to the Israelites throughout the generations.
读这个以前，我们知道神一直在不同的年代里面向以色列民说话。
That they are to worship him in Jerusalem.
他们要在耶路撒冷来敬拜他。
Jerusalem is the city that he had set aside.
因为耶路撒冷是神所定的。
This is where God wanted the temple to be built. We heard earlier how David had a heart to prepare the preparations for building this temple. And we know how Solomon, the son of peace, was the one who built it.
我们知道是所罗门他的儿子把这个殿建起来。The
temple is where the Ark of the Covenant was kept.
圣殿就是约柜所摆放的地方。And
the Ark of the Covenant represents the very presence of the Lord.
约柜就代表神的同在。And
so when the young nobles and the royal family were taken into exile, into captivity. They were taken out of the place that God intended for them to worship him. They were taken out of their proper function in the house of God. Why did this happen? As we know through many of the prophecies of Jeremiah, as well as Ezekiel, as well as others. Because the people of Judah had turned to idols. They had disobeyed the word of God. They had sinned against the Lord. That the Lord, in his judgment, sent them into captivity. This chapter has been a burden that the Lord has placed on my heart. Especially because I am among those who grew up going to church.
就是我是因为我是其中一个是有断了去教会的情形。
I grew up in church.
我在教会里面长大。
And as I look around me now,
我看我的周围的时候
，in the fellowship that I am currently in Seattle.
在就是现在我在聚会的地方。
This is the same fellowship that I was in when I was in high school.
就是同一个教会，我是从高中时候开始的。
When I was in high school, there were maybe about 30 of us.
在我高中的时候，我们有大概30个人。
Now it's many years later.
现在已经很多年以后。
Of the people who I was in the high school youth group with.
很多我以前在高中时候的青年。
There is only one other who is also still in the same fellowship.
只有我以外，还有另外一个还在同样地方聚会。
I don't say this to say that I am any better than other brothers and sisters that I grew up with.
我不是说我比我一同长大的其他的青年比较好。
But I say this because it is a burden on my heart of why everyone has left.
就是在我的心里面的负担，为什么其他的人已经离开。
And as I read Daniel's prayer, I felt very convicted inside.
所以当我读到但以理的祈祷的时候，我就是心里面有个记者。
Because the things that he confesses to.
因为他所承认的事。
Are the things that I have done myself.
他所承认的事是我也做过的事。
Let me be more specific.
我比较说明一点。
Let's take a look at Daniel chapter 9, verse 5.
我们来看但以理书九章的第五节。
Daniel 9, chapter 5, or Daniel chapter 9, verse 5 says, We have sinned, committed iniquity, acted wickedly, and rebelled, even turning aside from your commandments and ordinances.
就是我们犯罪作孽，行恶叛逆，偏离你的诫命典章。
And so in chapter 9, verse 5, we see that Daniel confesses that the people of Judah have sinned, first of all.
首先就是在这个第五节里面，但以理首先就承认犹大所犯的罪。
And second, he says that they have rebelled against God.
第二是他们是行恶叛逆。
It also says in Daniel chapter 9, verse 9, To the Lord our God belongs compassion and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against Him.
而且在第九节说，我们的神是怜悯饶恕人的，我们却违背了他。
So in addition to sinning against God, God's people rebelled against Him.
除了得罪神以外，我们是违背他的，违背了他。
And in addition to that,
更加。
In verse 10, it says, Nor have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God.
然后第十节里面也说，没有遵行他借众仆人先知所向他们陈明的律法。
To walk in his teachings which he set before us through his servants and the prophets.
就是没有听从耶和华神的话，没有遵行他借仆人众先知向我们所陈明的律法。
And I think, so these three things,
这三样,
the sins of the people,
就是这几名神的几名的罪,
the rebellion against God,
他们违背神,
and did not listen to the voice of God and the voice of his prophets,
他们没有听从神的话, 而是遵循他的仆人众先知向他们陈明的律法。
Here Daniel identifies the very reasons why God has sent the people into captivity.
这里但以理陈明为什么神把犹大人放逐被掳到巴比伦。
So I think about my own generation.
所以我想到我们这个年代
and my own experience
我自己的经历
and I have to confess
我需要也承认
that I am guilty of all three of these things
我就是也这三样东西我都是已经被定罪
I had grown up in the church
我是在教会里面长大
yes I had touched the Lord
当然我是是摸着主
I was baptized.
我已经受浸。
I had experienced him.
我经历过主。
And yet all the same.
但是都是一样。
These three things are the things that I am convicted by.
因为这三样我都是每一样我都被定罪。
When I was in college.
当我上大学的时候。
I went out of state for college.
我到外州上大学。
I stopped going to meetings altogether.
我就是停止，完全停止聚会。
I think the reason for it, is because of these three things.
因为我主要的原因就是这三样东西。
I think I stopped going to meetings altogether starting in my second year of college.
我记得是在我大学的二年级，我就完全停止聚会。
And it wasn't until I was 26 that the Lord brought me back.
才等要等到我到二十六岁的时候，主才把我挽回。
And so we look at how Daniel focuses in on the reasons for why the Lord brought his people into captivity.
我们就可以看见为什么但以理把注意力放在为什么主把犹大人放逐被掳去。
And I think it can tell us a lot about our own condition.
这个告诉我们关于我们的情况。
More specifically, my own condition.
特别是我自己的情况。
I think the main sin that the Lord identified was that the people of Judah had pursued after idols.
主最重要看给我们看见的他的他们主要的罪是拜偶像。
I think sin in our lives definitely keeps us from having, or it keeps us from wanting to come back into the presence of God.
因为在我们的生活里面，罪常常把我们更把我们带到离开神的地步。
Because we know that if we come to meetings, or I knew that if I came to a meeting,
我知道当我来到一个聚会，
I had to confront my sin.
我要对付我的面对我的罪。
Because if I went to the meeting,
如果我去聚会的话，
the Lord was there.
主在哪里？
And if I was coming before the Lord,
如果我来到主的面前。
I have to acknowledge that my sin is there.
我要承认我的罪在里面。
And so for me,
所以对我来说,
one of the main reasons why I stopped coming to meetings was because of my own sin.
我主要不来聚会的原因就是我自己的罪。
I think as parents, all of us are very concerned, even I am now.
所以现在很多家长都很担心，好像我同样的情形。
About the world that our children are growing up in.
就是关于我们的小孩长大在这个世界的环境。
There are many idols in this world.
在这个世界满了偶像。
Things that take the place of God.
就是代替了神的地位。
For me, I was attracted by many things.
我对我来讲，我是被很多东西所吸引。
I already mentioned several nights ago that one of my idols was poetry.
我前两晚已经分享过。我的偶像就是作诗。
More specifically,
特别是
in writing,
是写诗。
In expressing my own self,
是表达我自己。
My own soul,
表达我的魂的生命。
My own emotions,
我的情感。
My own thoughts,
我的思想。
So myself,
我自己
was my idol.
我自己就是我自己的我的偶像。
And the medium through which I expressed it
表达这个媒介
was poetry.
就是作诗。
And I got a lot of attention through it.
我就是因此我得到很多的被吸引。
Because the manner in which I expressed my poetry was in front of an audience.
因为我所表达这些诗词的是在一个很大的观众的面前表达的。
I desire to be recognized.
我的心里渴望被被认同。
I wanted man's applause.
我想得到人的掌声。
And man did applause.
他人的就实在是有给我掌声。
I spent the latter part of my college years, flying from school to school to perform.
我的大学的最后两年是我花很多时间到不同的学校去做就是因为要做这个表演。
And different universities would pay me thousands of dollars and also my travel.
很多的大学就是为着邀请我给我很多钱好几千块就是他付我的钱 付我的交通费。
To go perform.
就是到他们的学校去表演。
And so I was captured by the attention that all of this provided me.
就是因为这样的表演所得到的注意力，我就是被这个抓住了。
Of course, we know the things that are very clearly sins in this world.
我们都知道，在这个世界里面，很多很清楚的都是罪。
What we're exposed to even in high school or middle school.
我们在中学、高中的所面对的都是一样。
The kind of society that this world is in today.
就是好像今天的社会的情形就是这样。
The underage drinking.
这个年小的不够年龄的醉酒。
The drugs.
吸毒。
All of these were so readily available in all of my growing up years.
在我成长的年中，这些东西都随意可以得到。
And I think these things captures the attention of young people.
这些东西都把年轻人的心抓住了。
But I am reminded of First Peter chapter 4.
但是这个把我带到这个彼得前书的第四章。
Verses 1 through 4, and I'll just read it.
我念这个第一到第四节。
Or verse 1 through 3.
第一到第三节。
It says, Therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourself also with the same purpose, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for the lusts of men, but for the will of God.For the time already past is sufficient for you to have carried out the desire of the Gentiles, having pursued a course of sensuality, lusts, drunkenness, carousing, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries.
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。你们存这样的心。从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，即从神的旨意在世度余下的光阴。因为往日随从外邦人的心意行邪淫、恶欲、醉酒、方言、群饮，并可恶、可恶、拜偶像的事，时间已经够了，时候已经够了。
I think Peter wrote verse 3 because he was aware of the temptations these things pose on the people of God.
我想这彼得写这个第三节是因为很多这个试炼面对神的子民是面对这些的试炼。
We live in a world where all of these things are temptations.
那我们活在一个世界里面是满了这些引诱。
And oftentimes our own friendships in as we are young in college can greatly influence us in terms of what activities we participate in.
当我们幼年的时候在大学初年的时候我们的同辈所过的活动生活是对我们很大的影响力。
And I know this definitely had a great impact on me.
我想这个当然对我来讲 也有很大的冲击。
So much so that I left meeting with brothers and sisters for many years.
所以造成我离开聚会这么多年，离开弟兄姐妹。
And so we see that Daniel here has this burden to confess the sin of his people.
所以我们看见但以理在这里有一个负担，就是为着他神的子民他要认罪。
So one of the reasons why they were taken into captivity was because of their sin.
为什么他们被掳的，就是因为他们的罪。
And the second reason.
第二个原因。
They rebelled against God.
他们违背神。
We know the Israelites rebelled against God and Moses in the desert.
我们知道以色列人在旷野里面违背摩西。
And they continue to rebel against his law throughout the generations.
他们在历世历代都违背神的律法。
And I think this rebellion really comes out of the flesh of man.
我们看见这些悖逆都是从人的肉体出来的。
Meaning our mind.
就是说我们的思想。
Our emotions.
我们的意志我们的情感。
And our will.
我们的意志
and our fleshly nature.
那我们的属肉体的性情。
I definitely exhibited this characteristic as well.
我也表现这些肉体的表现出来。
Because when I was in college, I was very taken with politics as well.
在我读大学的时候，我也很迷于这些政治东西。
I was very concerned about race relations.
我很注意那个种族的关系。
I got very angry about social issues.
我对一些社会的问题有很大的不满。
Or what I thought were the important social issues.
我所以为是最重要的社会的问题。
And I was very upset that how come.Nobody's talking about these issues in the meeting in church.
我就是看见在教会里面的聚会没有人讲提到这些社会的问题，我觉得很沮丧。
I felt none of the brothers and sisters cared about what I cared about.
我看到没有一个弟兄姐妹关心我所关心的。
You see how Asians are treated in the United States and under the law.
我们看见我们亚洲人在美洲美国怎么在法律的底下被歧视。
And so I had a very judgmental attitude towards brothers and sisters.
所以我对弟兄姐妹心里面有一个定罪的思想。
How come they didn't care about the things that I thought were important?
为什么我觉得重要的他们不关心。
I think this is a reflection of my own fleshly rebelling against the Lord.
这个就反映到我在我里面悖逆神的天性。
You know, I also spoke with my peers as well.
我跟我的同辈也这样说。
And oftentimes my peers would complain.
我的同辈也有一些埋怨。
That the meeting places are too traditional.
我们的聚会的地方太传统了。
It's too old-fashioned.
太老套了。
Why can't they sing the songs that we listen to on the radio?
为什么他们不能唱我们从那个广播里面听到的音乐的歌曲呢？
There's so many rules.
太多的规矩。
It's so legalistic.
太律法化了。
I want to be in a position where it's more comfortable. I don't like the translation.
我应该可以觉得比较舒服，我不喜欢那个翻译。
I like the messages at other places because it makes me think even more.
我比较喜欢其他地方的信息，因为它启动我的思想。
And once we got to college, there were so many different college fellowships to attend.
当我到大学的时候，很多不同的大学的团契我可以去参加。
So it's like going to a store.
就是好像去一个商店一样。
We try on different fellowships for size.
我就是可以穿不同的团契。
My friends even told me.
有个朋友告诉我
I want to go to a fellowship where the Christians don't look like Christians.
我想去一个团契那边的基督徒要不像基督徒一样的。
The meaning is that they wear clothes that are more fashionable.
就是说他们所穿的衣服就比较比较时尚的。
They look cool. They look like somebody I want to be like.
他们的看起来很酷，他就是想要看起来很酷的一样。
I want to be in a place where everybody looks popular.
我要去一个地方每个人都很受欢迎。
And so I think all of these things.
我想到这样的这么多的情形。
Are a reflection of our flesh.
就是反映到我们的肉体。
Because we think that. The brothers and sisters in the meeting should cater to us.
我们期待其他的弟兄姐妹要咒我，这来迁咒我。
That it is my needs that they need to pay attention to.
就是我的需要是他们应该关心的。
Oftentimes, they share about.Whether or not they think the message is any good.
有时候他们会考虑这些信息是不是好。
Everybody in my college was very, very smart.
因为我在大学的这些年轻人都是非常之聪明。
They wanted to be intellectually challenged.
他们想在智力方面有挑战。
Oh, so they said, oh, this fellowship, the PhD professors are the ones who preach.
他说这个团契是有博士学位的大学教授在那边讲到的。
Even my own professor.
就是我的教授。
I took a class on race and religion.
我选了一课叫种族与宗教。
And his idea was that we in America.Should have the diversity in the meeting place that we see in the country.
他说在美国的聚会应该有比较不同的不同的人，
and
好像其他的地方一样。
And this was very appealing to me because I had very strong feelings about race.And race relations.
这个对我来讲是非常吸引的，因为我想到这些种族的问题是我最关心的。
But all of these things,
好像这些都所有的东西
are looking at the house of God, a spiritual thing.
如果你看神的家是一个属灵的事情
these are looking at a spiritual thing through earthly eyes.
如果你看用属地的眼光来看这些属灵的事的话
oh, they are looking at a spiritual thing through earthly eyes.
就是他们用属地的眼光来看属灵的事。
And so, throughout these years,
这些年来
I really rebelled against God.
我就是背逆神。
And the purpose for which he...created the church.
违背他神有教会的旨意。
I went to visit many different fellowships.
我去过探访不同的团契。
As an intellectual exercise.
好像这个对我来讲这个激励的这个锻炼一样。
I went to a black church for a while.
我去过一个黑人的教会一阵子。
I went to these churches that I did not agree with because they have a McDonald's inside the church.
我不同意他们，因为他们在教会里面就开了一个麦当劳。
I was approaching all of these churches with a very worldly view.
我就是看这些教会是用我的世界的眼光来看。
And using my own judgment to judge them.
用我自己的判断来判断他们。
When in fact it was my own rebellion that I was manifesting.
其实就是我的里面的悖逆彰显出来。
The third thing.
第三样。
Daniel pointed out.
指出来他认罪
was that they disobeyed the voice of God.
他们不听从神的话
They cannot hear the voice or the voice of his prophets.
他们没有听从他接着先知所说的话。
I think the first thing is for young people whether or not we have actually heard the voice of God before.
对年轻人就是有没有从来有没有听过神的话。
If we have not heard the voice of God before, then we won't even know what it is when the voice of God comes.
如果我们年轻人从来没听过神的声音的话，当神的声音来的时候，你都没有办法发觉
or the,
认识到是神的话。
Or the words and the messages that we have heard growing up.
或是听到我们的一直长大的一直听的信息。
Maybe we were in the audience when the messages were being spoken.
我可能当这个信息传讲的时候，我们是在这个听众里面。
Or maybe I was just drawing pictures during the whole message.
可能就是讲传递信息的时候，我只是在那边画画。
Or I heard it up here, but it never translated into my own experience.
虽然它在我的头脑上面好像听到了，但是没有转化成为我的心里的。
And then finally, after I graduated from college,
当最后当我从大学毕业的时候
，I began working.
我开始工作。
So I used work as an excuse.
我就是用工作来变成我的借口。
As a junior military member,
我是一个低级的军官。
I was working 120 hours a week.
每个礼拜要做120个小时。
I was working 24 hours a day, even on Sunday.
就是每天是24小时，连礼拜天也要做事。
So it was convenient for me to ignore going back to a fellowship.
所以很方便，就是我拿这个借口，我不去团契。
When I did go,
当我真的去的时候
my focus was on whether people paid attention.
我的注意力就是看有没有人注意我。
Did somebody greet me?
有没有人来向我打招呼。
It was very self-centered.
我是非常自我中心。
Is the worship something that I like?
有时候我是喜欢那个敬拜。
I think this is all a reflection of our own personal condition.
这个就是反映到我们里面的实际的光景。
And so we see Daniel confesses all these things.
我们看见但以理在这里承认这里所有的罪。
But in his prayer, we see a response to the Lord.
我们看见在他的祈祷里面他对主有回应。
And the first thing he does is he comes back to the Word of God.
首先是他先回到神的话里面。
He's reading the writings of the prophet Jeremiah.
他读耶利米所写的预言。
And he sees that what Jeremiah is writing is applicable to the condition of God's people.
他看见耶利米所写的是可以应用在神的子民的身上。
And he includes himself in that group of people.
他把自己也包括在这一群人的里面。
He doesn't put himself above everybody else.
他不把自己放在这些人的以上。
So the first point is that Daniel took the word of God in faith.
首先就是但以理用信心来接受神的话。
He understood why God had exiled Judah.
他明白为什么神让犹大被掳。
And immediately after taking God's word in faith, he obeyed it.
当他接着信心来接受神的话以后他就是顺从。
Because in Jeremiah it says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek with all your heart."
是在耶利米书说到，如果你专心寻求我的话，你要寻见。
Daniel sought the Lord with all his heart.
就是但以理专心寻求耶和华。
He prayed earnestly 3 times a day, facing Jerusalem.
他每天恳切的向着耶路撒冷祈祷。
And why was he doing this?
为什么他这样做呢？
Because Daniel understood that the work of God is a spiritual work.
因为他知道神的工作是属灵的工作。
Daniel was a very powerful official in the government.
因为但以理当时是在 当时的政府里面是非常高位置的。
He could have used his position to try to bring God's people back to Jerusalem.
他可以利用他的高位置，可以把神的子民领回耶路撒冷。
He had very high standing with Darius and all the kings before him.
他在大利乌跟之前那些王的地位也是都是蛮高的。
He could have appealed to a worldly power to accomplish this, bringing the exiles back to Jerusalem.
他是大可以利用他这些君王的势力可以把他的神的子民带回以色列耶路撒冷。
Or a human method.
可是或是用人的方法。
But he understood that the work of God is a spiritual work.
但是他明白神的工作是一个是属灵的工作。
So he went to God in prayer.
所以他来到神面前祈祷。
In earnest prayer.
他切切的祷告神。
And his prayers paved this path for the remnant to return to Judah.
就他的祷告开了这个路，让这些渔民能够回到犹大。
Meaning that his prayers stirred, had the Lord heard his prayer and stirred the hearts of the remnant people who were in exile.
就是神听到他的祷告，就激动了这被掳的以色列民的心。
Because had the command only come outwardly,
因为命令是从外面进来的。
To go back to Jerusalem.
要他们再回到耶路撒冷。
God's heart cannot be satisfied.
如果不是这样的话，神的心意不能满足。
Unless the hearts of the people were truly turned back to the Lord.
除非他的子民是真确实的转心里转为向着神。
The second point,
第二点,
in Daniel chapter 9, verse 14,
第九章的十四节,
says, Therefore the Lord has kept the calamity in store and brought it on us. For the Lord our God is righteous with respect to all his deeds which he has done.
所以耶和华留意使者灾祸临到我们身上，因为耶和华我们的神在他所行的事上都是公义的。我们并没有听从他的话。
Daniel personally suffered greatly during this exile.
在这个被掳放逐的情形丹以里他本人是受尽极大的痛苦。
But Daniel acknowledged that God's deeds were righteous.
但是在这里丹以里却承认他神所行的事都是公义。
Here he declared that God's discipline of his people was a righteous discipline.
他在这里宣告神所降的灾祸临到他们身上是公义的。
That in his heart he submitted to the discipline of God.
所以在他的心里面他顺从神所施行的管教。
We don't have a complaining or bitter spirit to God for bringing this catastrophe on his own people.
他没对神把这些灾祸降到他的子民身上，他完全没有埋怨没有苦读。
And even though he himself did not follow these idols, he confessed the sins of the people and accepted the discipline of God.
虽然他自己没有跟从偶像他就是认跟神的子民认同他承认他们的罪神。
In fact, he saw this as a positive thing.
他看这个是一个正面的事。
Meaning that he took this disaster that came upon the people.
他就是用正面的方法的眼光来看这些 灾祸临到他神的子民。
He knew and he acknowledged that it came from the hand of God.
他承认这个是从神的手来的。
And then he turned around and said, God's work is righteous. It is good.
然后他转过来说，这个神的手是公义的，是美好的。
It has a purpose.
是有神的旨意。
And so we can see how he has this soft heart before the Lord in accepting this discipline.
所以他在神面前实在是有个柔软的心，他来领受，他接受这个管教。
Or finally we see,
最后我们看见
he asked for mercy for the sake of the testimony of the Lord.
他因为神的见证的缘故，他求神怜悯。
In verse 18 and 19,
18-19节,
it says, O my God, incline your ear and hear, open your eyes and see our desolations, and the city which is called by your name. For we are not presenting our supplications before you on account of any merit of our own, but account of your great compassion.
我的神啊，求你侧耳而听，近眼而看，眷顾我们荒凉之地和称为你名下的城。我们在你面前恳求，原不是因自己的义，乃因你的大怜悯。
O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and take action. For your own sake, O my God, do not delay, because your city and your people are called by your name.
求主垂听，求主赦免，求主应允而行，为你自己不要迟延。我的神啊，因这城和这民都是称为你名下的。
So we see here Daniel has a heart to seek the Lord for the Lord's name's sake.
我们看见这丹尼在这里因着神主的名的缘故，在这里寻求神。
And he truly prostrate himself in prayer before the Lord.
他真是确实的在神面前俯伏。
Even though it was not his own sin.
虽然这个不是他的罪。
Or his own rebellion.
或是他的悖逆。
But he prostrate himself before the Lord.
但是他在神面前俯伏。
And we know this is the reason for which he was thrown to the lion's den.
所以就是为什么他被投在狮子坑里面。
And I think that, so the heart of Daniel's prayer.
丹以理的祷告的心
is truly that the Lord would do His work in His time, in His way.
他确实的知道主会在他的时间他的方法来做工。
In my own experience,
在我的经历里面
I can only testify.
我只可以做个见证。
That it is only the mercy of the Lord that brought me back to come to His house.
只有靠着主的怜悯，我才能被挽回的回到神的家里。
It was nothing that I did.
我没有做过什么。
But rather it was the prayers of my parents.
这是我父母的祷告。
Even though I caused them so much suffering.
虽然我造成把他带来很多对他们的伤害。
When I was wandering around doing my own thing.
当我到处去做我自己的事的时候。
My parents' prayers brought me back through the Lord's hand.
靠着我父母的祷告主的手把我带回来。
And the Lord brought about the circumstances.In my life,
主在我生命里，在我的生命里面，带来环境
，which forced me to make a decision.
就叫我做一个决定
，to either choose him,
意思拣选他
，or to choose not him.
我是不拣选神
，as I had been going about my own way.
当我独行我的偏行己路的时候
and pursuing my own passions and beliefs and opinions
追求我自己的意见我的爱好我的
I had stopped going to any gathering altogether.
我是完全去任何的聚会或者团契都不去了。
Well, that's not actually accurate.
这个还不完全正确。
Because I was in a relationship.
因为我当时是有一个关系。
With someone who was a Catholic.
与一个天主教的背景的有关系。
I ended up starting to go to a Catholic meeting.
我就开始去一个天主教的聚会。
Fairly often.
很常常去。
And out of a token, or out of the fairness, we occasionally went to a evangelical Protestant meeting.
有时候为了公平的缘故，我有时候去一些基督教的聚会里面。
An evangelical.
这是福音派的基督教聚会。
Both meetings to me were like shows.
虽然呢，两种的聚会在对我来讲。是好像表演一样。
The Catholic meeting, there was a lot of standing up and sitting down.
这个天主教的聚会就很多站起来坐下去，站起来坐下去。
A lot of reciting words.
就是很多话就是重复。
You just read it out of a book.
就是从那个书里面念出来的。
Every Sunday there's a different recital.
每一个礼拜天都是读不同的经句。
The evangelical meeting was also like a show.
这些福音派的教会又好像在表演一样。
There was a preacher who was like a rock star.
那个传道人就好像摇滚的明星一样。
Or maybe a comedian.
我是一个讲笑话的人。
It's very entertaining.
他很有娱乐性。
But at the point at which I had to make this decision,
到这个点我是需要做一个决定。
The Lord was gracious.
因为神的主实在是蛮有恩典。
Because I wanted to get married to this girl.
因为我希望跟这个女孩子结婚。
This is my desire.
这个是我的愿望。
I had made a plan.
我自己的计划。
I was going to get out of the military.
我要离开军队。
I was going to apply and become a graduate student in English.
我要申请读英文的硕士。
I had my whole life planned out.
我把我的一生都计划好了。
But my then almost fiance's father and I sat down.
当我跟这个差点是未婚妻的父亲坐下来谈。
And he said, you don't have to convert to Catholicism because I like you.
你不需要转成天主教徒，因为我喜欢你。
But if you want to marry my daughter, you have to raise your children Catholic.
但是如果你要跟我女儿结婚的话，你要用天主教的教养来带你教养你的孩子。
So the Lord brought in the circumstances into my life.
所以神把主把这个环境带到我的生命里面。
According to His mercy.
因着他的怜悯。
And His great love.
他的大爱。
To force me to have to make a decision.
他逼我在一个做决定的情况里面。
Of whether to or not to accept this condition.
要不要接受这个条件。
And because of this,
因着这个
I truly had to look into my heart.
我真正的要看我的内心。
And ask myself, what do I believe?
我问自己到底我所信的是什么。
More specifically, who do I believe?
就是特别是我是信谁。
Is this God real to me?
这个是不是对我来讲这个神是不是真的。
Is he so real that it is worth giving up everything that I had planned for my life?
如果他是那么真的话是配得我把我一生的其他东西都放弃。
And praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Because he was real.
因为他实在是真的。
He is real.
他是真的。
I cannot deny the experiences that I have experienced that he has brought me through before.
我不能否定他曾经带领过我。
I cannot deny how he brought me through boot camp.
我不能否定他曾经在这个新军训练里面他带领过我。
Or how he met me when I was in middle school.
他怎么在我中学的时候遇见我。
Or he answered my prayers when I was even younger.
我更年轻的时候他答应我的祷告。
I did not deserve his mercy.
我不配得到他的怜悯。
But he is a shepherd that brings us back.
但是牧人我要把我带回羊圈。
And so praise the Lord.
赞美主。
It is because of the Lord's mercy that he brings us back to his house and his family.
因着主的怜悯他把我们带回他的家带回他的家里面。
He will not stop until he does so.
他不成功 他不会停止。
So when the Lord brought me back and I made the decision that I cannot marry this woman.
所以神把我把我返回然后我就做这个决定我不能跟这个女孩子结婚。
I had no idea what to do.
我没有主意要怎么做怎么。
I was in a small town near Mexico. Off the coast of Texas.
我在一个德州一个靠近墨西哥的一个小镇里面。
Well, I did have an idea of what I needed to do.
我有一个主意我需要做什么。
I had decided that my God is real and I needed to meet with him.
我已经决定我所信的神是真的我要与他相遇。
That was the only conclusion that I could make as a result of that decision.
这是这个决定的结果，我就是只要做这个决定。
So I went and looked for meeting places.
所以我就去找一个聚会的地方。
I called all my friends, Christian friends from college.
我就是打电话联系所有在大学的所有的基督徒的朋友。
I said, what church should I go to?
问他们我应该去哪里聚会，去什么教会。
They said the worship at this church is good.
他说这个教会的敬拜很好。
Or this church has some good social programs.
这个教会的社会的计划很好。
We know you care so much about those political things.
我知道你很关心那些政治的东西。
So I visited all these churches.
所以我就探访所有这些教会。
On different Sundays.
不同的主日我去。
And I didn't feel at home.
但是我没有家的感觉。
I didn't sense the Lord was there.
没有感觉到主的同在。
And so I remember one afternoon I got off work. It was Friday afternoon.
我记得有个礼拜五的下午我起来。
I was on my way home and I had to stop to get gas.
我就是回家的途中我要加油。
And at the gas station while I was waiting for the gas to pump.
所以当我等候要加油的时候
I called my parents.
我打电话给我的父母。
I said, what should I do?
我应该怎么做?
I said, why don't you go to Houston?
你为什么不去 Houston?
I said, that's 4 hours away.
我就是说这个是四小时开车。
On a Friday afternoon.
现在是礼拜五的下午。
With traffic.
加上交通，塞车。
But I just decided, okay, I'm going to go anyway.
我就决定我还是去吧。
And as I drove to Houston.
当我开车去 Houston 的途中。
I felt like my heartbeat speeding up.
我。觉得我的心跳加快。
I got 2 speeding tickets.
我吃了两张的罚单。
I think the enemy was trying to tell me to turn around and go home.
我想仇敌是要告诉我要回家，回头。
I ended up going to a meeting place.
但是我最终的去到那个聚会的地方。
And in that meeting place.
在这个聚会的地方。
When I sat down and the meeting began.
当我坐下来聚会开始。
I was filled with the presence of God.
我满了神的同在。
And I couldn't stop crying.
我就不停的在哭。
And I knew this is where God wanted me to be.
这样我就知道神所要我在的地方就在这里。
God's presence is here.
神的同在就在这里。
That's what I want.
我就是要在这里。
I don't care what other people want.
我不管其他人要什么。
The guitars and drums or whatever.
什么其他的鼓啊，什么东西。
But God's presence was there.
跟神的同在就在这里。
That's when I knew I had found that I'd gone home.
我就是发觉我已经回家了。
Nothing can replace that.
没有什么东西可以代替的。
None of my own ideas.
不是我的主意。
Of what should be done or what shouldn't be done.
我是应该做什么，是应该不做什么。
If he is there, that is enough.
如果他在哪里，我已经足够了。
So praise the Lord.
赞美主。
He brings his people home.
他把他的子民带回家。
It is a spiritual work.
这个是属灵的工作。
You cannot substitute it with anything else.
没有其他东西可以代替。
And Daniel shows us.
但以理在这里显明。
A man whose heart is what the Lord is after what the Lord desires.
除非一个人是合神的心意。
And he earnestly prayed day after day.
他就是日复日日的祈祷。
For the Lord to bring his people home.
就求主把他的子民领归回。
In the manner of worship that God desires.
因为他的所敬拜的是神所要的。
After that,
之后
I have no appetite.
之后我就没有胃口。
For politics.
对政治没有胃口。
I have no interest in writing.
我对写诗也没有兴趣。
Because it's all tasteless.
因为这些都淡而无味。
Compared to the presence of God.
跟神的同在来比较。
Even the music I listen to.
就算我听的音乐。
I like rap.
我喜欢的那些摇色音乐。
Now it gives me a headache. I can't listen to it. It gives me no enjoyment. So we see that when the Lord does his work, he reveals himself to us when we are at the point where we have nothing else.
当我们到一个什么都没有的地步的时候
But he reveals himself in the spirit.
他在灵里面向我们启示
That is how he touches us.
这他怎样在触摸我们
That is how he works.
这神怎么工作
So thank the Lord for Daniel.
为着但以理我们感谢主
He has such a heart for the house of God.
他真是对对神的家有一颗心
Because God had refined his spirit through all the experiences that we shared about in the last several nights.
因为他神借着他的我们所分享的发生在但以理身上的经历来炼净他的心。
And I believe that as we exercise in the same way,
当我们能够同样的操练的时候
in choosingTo seek a personal relationship with the Lord.
拣选来寻求与主有个个人的关系。
Seeking to touch Him in a real personal way.
我们拣选要摸着他的与他有个人的摸着他。
He will bring us to situations where we have to choose between Him and the world.
他会把我们带到一个情况里面，我们需要拣选，到底拣选主呢，或是拣选世界
？And we can choose him because he is better.
我们当然拣选主，因为他是上好。
So much better.
实在是没有的比太好。
And that after that he will also give us a desire for his house.
然后之后他也把。我们为着他的家的心放在我们里面
to pray for his work
我们为着他的工作而祷告
which is a spiritual work
他的属灵的工作
and to give us a heart
而是给我们一个心
that is willing to accept the discipline of God
愿意接受从神来的管教
and have a positive view of the difficulties that God brings to our lives
任何的困难难处来到我们生命中我们都有一个正面的看法。
To see that he has something better for us.
看见的他对我们来都有一个更好的心意。
His own presence, his own life.
就是他的同在他的生命。
Why don't we have another word of prayer?
我们再有一人等祷告。
Lord Jesus, we give you thanks and praise.
主耶稣，我们把感谢赞美献给你。
Who can compare with you?
谁能与你相比呢？
We have no good outside of you.
我们除你以外，我们没有什么好的。
Lord, how we desire to see you more.
我们何等的渴慕要看见你。
To see you in the truth of your word.
我们的看见你的大能的工作。
Lord, please give us faith as we approach your truth.
主，当我们来到你的真理面前，求你赐给我们信心。
So that we can accept your word and obey it.
所以我们能够接受你的话，然后听从。
And like Daniel, seek you in prayer.
就好像但以理一样，我们在祷告里面来寻求你。
And seek you with all our hearts.
我们来专心来寻求你
because you desire to reveal yourself to us
因为你渴望要把你自己启示在我们心中
Lord God we praise you because you are an awesome God
主你实在是可畏的神我们要赞美你
and you have not let go of us
你 不会放弃我们
please allow us to continue to learn in your discipline
主求你让我们在你的管教里面继续的学习
to seek you
来寻求你
At whatever cost to ourselves.
无论什么代价。
We thank you and we praise you.
我们的感谢赞美你。
Please bless your own work.
求你祝福你自己的话语。
In your precious name we pray.
靠你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Even 他的见证的时候
We heard the Father's